Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Keep an eye to the sky as the weather is supposed to get pretty bumpy later. Possible tornadoes, hail, all those things. So keep it right here. We'll keep you abreast of the situation as the day goes along. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joe, the text line is having fun at your expense.
Please,
after your
I'm all here for it.
Your math faux pas.
God.
Viking Matt said this is why they defunded the Department of Education.
Oh, yes.
8395 says literally started counting on his fingers.
I did. I did. Oh, man. God.
Hair Metal Henry said twice daily with Joe's math. It's five times daily. Patrick says, hey, Joe, can you make change for a $10 bill? You give me a 20 and keep the 10. Thanks.
Thanks, man. Keep them coming.
That is good stuff.
Yes.
Philip Forsberg going to join us in about 10 minutes. Resetting our question of the day.
Val Kilmer has passed away, the great actor. And his role as Doc Holliday in Tombstone, which I think is the greatest portrayal of a historical figure. Is it the greatest portrayal of a historical figure in cinema that we've ever seen? I told Pete earlier, Kurt Russell, when he did Elvis in the late 70s, was amazing. But, you know, how many times have we done the line from Tombstone?
Yeah.
I mean, that movie that's on every single night, but we walk
Which
in
line?
Like... Yeah, exactly. You know what's funny about that
movie?
I'll
be your Huckleberry.
You remember the casino dealer that Kurt Russell and them slap? You know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Billy Bob Thornton. He weighed like 150 pounds more than he is now. And they're slapping him around. And so it's, I don't know. Ian, can you play our little Val Kilmer tribute here? This is for Val Kilmer.
What?
I'm your Huckleberry. That's just my game.
Sorry to be in bed. What the hell are you doing this for, anyway?
Wide up is my friend.
Hell, I got lots of friends.
I don't. Oh, Johnny, I apologize. I forgot you were there. You may go now. Why, Johnny Ringo. You look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Very, very well done.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's a sad day. I mean, he was great in Top Gun, real genius, Top Secret, The Saint, Heat.
Just The Doors.
The Doors.
Batman
Why do
Forever.
I keep forgetting The Doors?
Top Gun.
Yeah.
You said that already.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things where, like, I never met him, never saw him, but these movies were iconic to us growing up, and it just, I don't know, it sucks.
Supposedly, he didn't want to do Top Gun originally, and then, I guess, agreed to do it, and it was probably a really good decision.
Yeah, right.
It's one of the best movies ever.
Really good decision to do that.
Can you think of a character in a movie that you start off just hating, like thinking he's just the biggest jerk in the world, and, you know, you just like screw Iceman, and then by the end you're like, yeah, now they're buddies?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm sure there are.
I'll be your wingman anytime, Maverick.
Yeah, for all those. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm trying to think of someone in The Shawshank that you couldn't stand, but none of the guys were all likable. No, I don't. That's a good one. I mean, even his role in Heat when he was just a bad man was a very likable role that he portrayed.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And it's just, I don't know. I mean, Tombstone, I'm sure, will be on tonight somewhere again.
Jordan in Nashville. Two historic performances I liked were Chadwick Boseman as Jackie Robinson in 42, and is it Cillian Murphy? Is J. Robert Oppenheimer and
yeah,
Oppenheimer.
That's right. That's a good one. That's a good point. I forgot about that.
We had another one earlier. Let's see. I've lost some of these. Joaquin Phoenix is Johnny Cash. He was okay.
Her as June was pretty good.
Reese Witherspoon as June Carter was the best one in that movie, I think. And then whoever played
I thought Joaquin Phoenix was pretty good.
He was good.
And I think between the dislike you have for Joaquin Phoenix and Gladiator combined with like some of the roles he did, like it just showed how good of an actor I think he is.
He is versatile. And like what was the movie where he goes on Letterman and he's filming the movie on Letterman and acting all like coked out and stuff. And like Dave's like, what the hell's going on? And it turns out it was for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forget that one.
And yeah. Letterman was pissed.
Awkward. Very awkward. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty crazy. But like he did that. I mean, he's done the Joker. He's been a lot of different things. So he is a versatile actor. But whoever played Jerry Lee Lewis in Walk the Line was also really good. Because I thought he nailed
that. Yeah, well, you know, Dennis Quaid did it in the original Great Balls of Fire and was fantastic in that role.
But in the whoever played him in Walk the Line,
I don't remember.
He had the great line, "We're all going to hell. We're all going to hell for the songs we singing." And like, I laugh at that every time. So, yeah, keep these coming. 615-737-1025. Hair Metal Henry says George C. Scott is General George S.
There we go. That's a winner. He's right. That's a great movie. My goodness.
Oh, Patton's awesome. Daniel Day-Lewis is Abraham Lincoln. Austin Butler as Elvis was amazing. That's a good one. Dustin in Hopkinsville says Joker and Joker 2, worst movies ever.
Pretty bad. Joker was awful.
Some of the other history movies. I guess it's not a movie, but like Saving Private Ryan. I don't know. No one really stands out in that kind of stuff as far as like top actor. Tom Hanks.
Tom was.
Yeah, but I don't know. That kind of stuff. Just some other lists.
What about
Barry Pepper's in that movie?
What about Tom Hanks as Walt Disney?
I didn't see it.
Wasn't he Walt Disney?
He's also Mr. Rogers.
I did not
Rogers,
see that either.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, he was. He was a Mr. Rogers.
But, I mean, they were good, but, I mean, they got to be extraordinary. Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday was extraordinary. It's so well done. It's going to have to. George C. Scott is on that level. So, Hair Metal Henry finally got something correct in his life besides marrying a beautiful woman.
Joey from Bellevue said, John C. Reilly is Dewey Cox in Lockhart.
That is such an underrated, funny movie, too, to do all that. I don't know. It's just, I know we're missing a couple out there.
1382 said, Lou Diamond Phillips is Richie Valens.
Yes, La Bamba.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great
role.
That
was Lou Diamond Phillips?
Yep. 1987 or 8. Esau Morales was his brother. It's that awful scene when the mom hears about the plane crash and he goes out to the backyard and hugs the brother. I mean, it's an emotional scene. But, yeah, that's a great one. You know, we laugh. Gary Busey did Buddy Holly in the late 70s, early 80s. And I'm telling you, he was nominated for an Oscar, I think. But if you've not seen that movie, I mean, Gary Busey was perfect as Buddy Holly. Really well done.
Liam Neeson is Oscar Schindler.
Oh, yeah.
Schindler's List is. We've said this before. Anytime we have a discussion like this, there's always the, you know, give the list, like five movies that you would require somebody to watch.
Yep.
Schindler's List is probably on.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So keep these coming. We'll get back to these a little later in the show. But coming up next, Philip Forsberg going to join us here on the program as the Predators are close to wrapping up their season. And you can have your chance to win tickets to a Preds game by listening to Robbie and Rex Road tomorrow morning for Preds Pick to Click. All you have to do is guess a goal scorer, and if they put the puck in the back of the net, you will win. Be listening tomorrow morning for the cue to call on Robbie and Rex Road. Philip Forsberg next, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Wednesday. Predators will be back in action tomorrow night down in Dallas, as they will take on the Dallas Stars. We say hello now to the great and talented Philip Forsberg, who's on the line with us. Phil, how you doing?
Doing great, Chase. How are you?
We're doing doing fantastic. I want to start with something kind of fun. Last night was the animated game on News Channel 5. Clearly, you couldn't watch it. You were a little busy. You were playing the game. But as someone that has a young son now that would be into those things, like, how cool is it to see not only the Predators – but the NHL used this type of technology to get a younger audience?
No, I think that's great. I think that's something that certainly is going to help the game going forward. But I was a little disappointed that my character didn't even have a mustache on him, though. So we got some work to do there.
We're going to have to get them to fix that for the next time. But I look, and I know it wasn't obviously the result that you guys wanted. But what are you seeing from some of your young teammates that are getting a little bit more of an opportunity as you guys kind of look towards next season?
No, I think opportunity is the right word. Obviously, there's a lot of you know, chances, a lot of ice time available, especially now with unfortunately the amount of injuries that we've had on key players. And I think guys are you know, putting in the effort and really trying to show off their best foot. And like you said, obviously the results hasn't gone our way, but you know, big picture, we're gonna have to try to look at the process. And obviously, we got a bright future with a lot of the people here.
Yeah, we're talking to Philip Forsberg. And Philip, thanks for doing this. You know, I know the season did not go the way you wanted to, and there's 7-8 games left in the regular season. But you still, and you know this, you're a veteran, you know, but you still got to go and give 60 minutes, right? Because if you let up and like, oh, there's nothing to play for, that's when you get hurt. That's when you get injured. So these games are still important, right, even though you're out of the playoff chase.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, obviously injuries can happen at any point, but that's not necessarily something you focus on. But I think just you want to build the right way. You know, most of us are going to be back here next season, and we want to set some kind of standard. You know, obviously it hasn't been consistent enough over the season, but we played at moments really good and at moments not so good. And I think there's certainly a lot of things we need to keep working on, but that's kind of been the mindset of the last little bit since, you know, we were eliminated from the playoffs, is just to build, you know, a little bit of a foundation that we can make training camp, if anything, easier, you know, when we come back in September.
I know this is a very simple question with a simple answer, but I want to ask anyway. I mean, losing sucks. I mean, and you've been in the playoff almost every year you've been here with Predators, but how much has this kind of like just been awful, the way that it's turned out and everything? And we all know that at the end of the day, losing is not why you play the game, but it happens.
Yeah, no, you're right. It has sucked. You know, it's definitely not something that we want to keep doing and do over and over again. And like you said, for the most part, we've been, you know, fortunate enough to earn a spot in the playoff and compete for the Stanley Cup, and you know, to not be able to do that this early, so to speak. Obviously, it's already happened a few games ago. It's definitely not something that we ever want to do again. And it certainly has to be. You know, we all have to look ourselves in the mirror, and you know, anybody from the players to the staff to the management, and see what we all can do better going forward.
Philip Forsberg is with us. So, Phil, I was looking through some old pictures the other day, and I found some from 2013 when a 18-year-old joined the Nashville Predators for the first time. You came up to play 5 games after being acquired in the trade. What do you remember about that? I mean, that was – it feels like forever ago, but it isn't that long ago.
Yeah, no, it's – you know, it's gone by quick, it feels like, but just at the time it was – you know, obviously hectic with everything going on back home. Like, we promoted with my team, my hometown team, to the top league. And then 2 days later, I got called in for my first ever men's national team call up. And then I think 2 days later from that, Nashville traded for me. So it was quite the week. And, you know, I had to get my visa and all that kind of in order to come over and play. And obviously once I got here, it was unbelievable. Just being able to make my NHL debut was something, you know, you always dream about. And, you know, that dream changed destination a little bit pretty quick there from Washington to Nashville, obviously. But it was, yeah, the best thing that could happen to me. And looking back, you know, all the things that has happened since, you know, it's everything's been for a reason. And, yeah, I couldn't be more grateful for how it all played out.
When you look back at that, you know, that time, whether it's those 5 games or, you know, any time that you spent in Milwaukee, just kind of the early days of your career, do you use that when you're, you know, talking to a young guy that might be discouraged that things aren't going the exact way that he wants? Do you kind of look back at your story, and even though everybody's story is different, and kind of use that in mentorship?
Yeah, I think you use all your experiences. You know, obviously there's certain things that I'm still learning, you know, just from playing with guys, you know, especially, you know, Factor is a guy that I've been learning a lot from since he came in here last year. And then there's certain things that you can never, you know, you're just, yeah, if you stop learning, you're it's on you, so to speak. So I'm always going to be looking to improve, you know, whatever I can, even at this age. And if I can help any of the young fellows that we got coming up, I'm more than happy to do that.
Philip, these games, I know you've been in the league a long time, but they come fast and furious. And you're on the road, you're in Philadelphia, you're in Columbus, and now you're in Dallas. When do you have time to scout? When do you have time to scout Dallas? Today? Is that what you spend today doing?
No, today is a full day off. So we got, at least for the players, we obviously got our coaching staff and the video guys are doing their due diligence on Dallas, and I'm sure they already kind of know them. We play them enough over the years, and obviously they've had some personnel change, but the way they play is pretty similar. So thankfully we get handed all the information we need by our competent staff. So it's just a day off today.
So what's a day off in Dallas? I'd probably sleep 18 hours. I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, I used to be able to do that, but now with the kid, everything has changed a little bit. I'm up early, and I'm actually getting a little treatment now from our phenomenal medical staff. Shout out to them here, and then we'll see what the day takes.
Oh, I remember I don't think my daughter slept for the first 9 months of her life, so I totally get what you're going through.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I had that problem, unfortunately. Felix has been lucky to us, so I can't really feel. Yeah, I don't relate to that, but I'm sure we'll pay for that in what's coming here.
Right, yeah, sure.
Philip Forsberg joins us here. Well, we'll let you get back to your treatment. I do want to say this, Phil, that, you know, as we have said, obviously not the year you guys wanted, but the fact that you and your teammates are willing to do these and come on, like, is really awesome. And your fans appreciate it. We appreciate it. You certainly don't have to take the time to do it, but we appreciate it. So thanks so much for joining us this season. Not sure if we'll have a chance to talk to you before the end of the year, but just wanted to say that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. We're all going to be here when we turn this around too. So we gotta be there in the dark days for the sunny days to come. So we're all in this together.
Amen to that, my friend. Have a good day off, and we'll be watching tomorrow night.
Sounds great. Take care, guys.
Philip Forsberg joining us here on the program. And again, I mean that. We always appreciate it. I know you, as listeners and fans, you know, want to hear from these guys. And I thought, well said. I mean, you got to be there in the dark times to enjoy the sunny times.
And I just texted Philip and I said, hey, buddy, every storm runs out of rain.
It's
true. He texted back and said, who is this?
Lose my number.
But he knew your name.
Yeah.
I love this.
I mean, like, I guess it's kind of one of those things. Like, Philip is one of those guys that I've literally covered him his entire career. So
I like that.
And we kind of started at the same time. So.
I saw where he liked your LinkedIn about cloud storage.
Yeah, he wanted to be there, but he was busy.
He's kind of busy right now, right? Yeah. Perhaps you could take that talent you got to the NHL and say, hey, I'm certified in cloud storage. I'm just proud of you, man. You don't sit there. You always continue to improve yourself.
If I tell them that, they'll say, who are you? Get out.
No, they won't. Not at all.
So appreciate Philip. And again, they're back at it tomorrow night against the Dallas Stars down in Big D, starting at 6 o'clock with pregame. The puck drop just after 7 here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. They're back Sunday against Montreal.
Montreal, right? Now you say
Montreal.
Something like that.
Ian, I think we're going to give away a pair of tickets to go see the Preds and the Habs or the Canadians coming up with a 6 o'clock puck drop on Sunday. Caller number.
What number's four?
I knew you were going to do that. All right. I hate to do this to you.
That's okay.
Caller number 9 in honor of Philip Forsberg. Okay. 615-737-1025. You will win a pair of tickets to see the Preds take on Montreal. This Sunday at Bridgestone Arena. Good luck. More coming. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Hey, this is perfect. This Saturday, don't miss Nashville Super Speedway's pre-race concert contest, Nashville's next rising star, Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row from 1 to 5. The contest will be emceed by the one and only, our very own, Nashville's media darling, Big Joe Dubin.
Louder. There we go.
Special guest DJ Mojo will keep the crowd hyped up all afternoon. For more details, just visit thegamenashville.com/events. How about this?
How about this?
So,
hey, how about that, Billy Ray Sarah? Say something?
Here's what's funny. Reading this about Dierks Bentley, when I saw Dierks Bentley at CMA Fest a few years ago, he was doing his song Drunk on a Plane. And he got to the third verse, and, like, the whole band stopped. And we're like, what's going on? And then Don't Tell My Heart starts as, like, that's the first thing you hear. And Billy Ray walks out and sings Achy Breaky Heart.
So love it.
It was really, really cool. I want to mention, so our owner, Bud Walters, was just in here telling us a story. 26 years ago today, our sister station, 102.9 The Buzz, became 102.9 The Buzz.
Since I can't add, what year would that be?
That would be 1999.
Okay.
April 2nd, 1999, at noon, The Buzz flipped from a country station to the rock station that it's known as today. And so happy 26th birthday to them. They now officially have to be off our insurance. So,
I mean, the guy. I mean, today, it's Chase's day today. I mean, Philip Forsberg knows who he is. The owner walks in, knows who he is. I mean, come on.
To Chris Atticus, to Haley, to Dagwood, everybody involved with The Buzz, happy birthday.
Off our end. That's actually pretty funny. Oh, my goodness.
It's just, I mean, it is cool to be, you know, the game's been around for
2011.
14, almost 14 years. So
I don't do math anymore.
Yeah,
so
I know.
By default.
We'll work. We'll let Ian do it. But, you know, Buzz has obviously been a big brand in our city. And, you know, the story of how it flipped is pretty cool because.
Oh, do tell, Chase.
There was another station that was a rock station, a historic one, mm-hmm. WKDF, that flipped over to country. Buzz was a country station, and then subsequently the next day flipped to rock. So it was kind of took that torch and ran with it.
All coordinated or no?
No.
All kind of just happened.
It just happened. It's just one of those cool radio stories, man.
And it goes on and on, man.
Rock just happens, man.
Yeah, it does. And we're back!
So yeah. And again, appreciate Philip Forsberg for joining us.
I left off, somebody texted me and said, you guys, Kurt Russell's Herb Brooks in Miracle.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That might be up there.
I mean, that locker room scene. Man, it's powerful.
Is Gene Hackman's character in Hoosiers based on a real person?
I think, right?
I think so.
Because the story did happen.
A lot of people, I know he kind of had some Bobby Knight vibes, but he's not Bobby Knight. But
I think
he is based off. I mean, there's others that are like loosely based off somebody, some that are actually like it's a biopic.
Yeah. And you add people.
Yeah, it's loosely based off a true story, Hoosiers. Yeah.
Okay.
Loosely.
That's what it says, yeah.
Loosely. Hold on.
So, you know, I guess they took some creative liberties.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that. Yeah. Like.
When they make the David James movie, he's going to play himself.
Didn't they mess up in Field of Dreams? Isn't Joe Jackson's character Ray Liotta threw left-handed and he was threw right-handed? Something along was messed up about that.
I don't know. Yeah. It's Ray Liotta movie. Was awesome in that.
That's a good movie.
That's another actor that's just.
Gone. Yep.
One of my favorites.
Because Goodfellas is on every night along with Tombstone. Every single night.
Look, Goodfellas is one of those movies that if it's on.
You're watching.
I will sit down and watch it.
And Casino and Shawshank and Tombstone. Yep. I mean, those are always on. And you throw a few good men in there as well, and they're all doing that.
The one cable one that always used to come on that I would watch, The Fugitive.
Oh, yeah. That's on.
That's
yeah.
one that comes on cable one. All the time. I always used to watch that one.
Yeah.
By the way,
I did not kill my wife.
U.S. Marshals gets a bad rap. Underrated.
That's a sequel, huh?
Rap. I'm not a big Wesley Snipes fan, so I didn't think.
But Tommy Lee, man.
Yeah. But he won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for The Fugitive.
Yeah, because of one scene.
He might have beat out Val Kilmer for Doc Holliday that year because it was like 93-ish right in there. And so. I mean,
the scene where he's like, you know, the every penthouse, outhouse, hen house, like that. I love that scene.
It's good. I mean, but I still, George E. Scott as General Patton is up there. Kurt Russell's Herb Brooks, but
I feel like we're forgetting a big one that we haven't said yet.
I tried to go
sports
down.
Sports or just in general?
Just in general.
Historical figure, yeah. Acting wise, mm-hmm. that was.
Who was Brian Song?
That was he was in the Godfather.
And James Caan, yeah,
it was
he
good.
Was Brian Piccolo, right?
Yep, that was a good movie. And then played Gail Sayers, Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah,
yeah,
had him on.
I had Billy Dee on, and he was Didn't want to talk much about Brian's song. I know. Not much about anything else either that happened in the world.
Do we ever run that?
Yeah, because we did get him talking about Star Wars.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Billy Dee Williams. I think that was before Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he was in Empire Strikes Back, right?
Yeah. That was the first one.
Which came out in 80. In. Yeah.
No, Empire was, 79, I think.
Okay.
79 or 80. McGavick math.
One of those years in there. But sports-wise, I'm not sure. What Barry Pepper, again, he did. Was he Mantle or Maris? Was he Roger Maris or one of those good movies that he did that?
I'll tell you, who was it? What's the name of the guy? He was on NCIS New Orleans, too, but he played Pee Wee Reese, I think, in 42. You know what I'm talking about?
Lucas?
Yeah, something like
Lucas
that.
Lucas Black? Is that his name?
Is that his name? I don't know.
He was in good. Sling Blade, too?
That yep, guy? That's it. Lucas Black.
Lucas Black? Yeah. Hair Metal Henry said Faye Dunaway was great as Joan Crawford.
Oh, yes. Mommy Dearest. About the wire hangers. Yes. That's a really good one.
You're thinking of Barry Pepper in 61 as Roger Maris.
Yes. It was really good.
Thank you, Thomas. Whoever played Freddie Mercury, a lot of people have said that.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
What's his
the
name?
New one? The new movie that came out?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Oh, it was an iRobot, the actor. God, my brain is gone today.
Is Erin Brockovich a real story?
Yes.
So somebody said Julia Roberts.
She won. Erin Brockovich. Yep.
Rami Malek.
That's it. Rami Malek, yeah. He did really good as Freddie Mercury.
Waylon Payne was Jerry Lee Lewis in Walk the Line.
Waylon Payne. He did a
his dad, Jody Payne, was Willie Nelson's guitar player for 40 years. And his mom is country singer Sammy Smith.
Holy cow. A lot of connections right
according
there.
According to the...
our amazing texters.
Yeah.
That goes on. I think we're leaving out a sports one, aren't we?
Probably. Oh, here's a good one. Michael Keaton is Ray Kroc and founder about McDonald's.
That's a good movie. It's a very good movie. What about Will Ferrell and Semi Pro?
Somebody said Jack Nicholson and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's not
a historical figure.
Moneyball. I don't know if that really counts.
Ah.
But that's, Miracle brought that up. The what's the Philly guy?
I mean,
with
Brad
Mark
Pitt
Wahlberg.
Was pretty good in Moneyball, but I don't know if
Vince Papaya, mm-hmm. Whatever.
Rudy. Yeah. That's not true, I don't think.
Do you remember,
though.
Again, this is probably loosely based on a true story, the movie The Perfect Storm with George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah. John C. Reilly's in that.
He sure is. Mm-hmm. And Diane Lane.
Diane Lane.
Yeah.
That's right, his girlfriend.
Yeah, good movie.
That's a heartbreaking movie.
It is.
I don't like
but
movies
I think that
way.
Is based on a true story.
It is, yeah. It was a storm that hit the Northeast, perfect storm.
Yeah. Man, yeah, the end of that movie is like...
It's awful. It's, like it's just awful. And the warden from Shawshank is in that, too. They rescue him right before the Coast Guard.
He's really good. Here, Denzel is Malcolm X.
Yes, that's good.
Yep, it's a good one.
Really good. Denzel, that was an excellent, excellent role.
Roger Moore played a great Roger Moore in the Cannonball Run.
He did do that. Is that from Hair Metal Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, hey, you've hit your text quota for today.
And then I just know we're leaving a sports one. I'm trying to go down the, NBA, no.
I mean, some of the sports history biopics that keep coming up are like, remember the Titans?
No.
It doesn't really quite work.
I mean, that's based on a true story.
Yeah, I mean, Denzel was good in that.
Denzel was great. Yeah, that movie's awesome.
There's a couple of Olympic ones. We brought up Miracle. Some other, 42 is on there.
Yep.
So, nothing really stands out as like, oh, we're missing one huge. But we'll keep looking.
I just for some reason, I keep feeling like there's one we haven't named. The Hanson Brothers and Slapshot.
That's a good one.
We Are Marshall. That's in there.
Oh, somebody said, Kevin from Union City said, Dennis Quaid is Jerry Lee Lewis, which we talked about, and also is Ronald Reagan.
I did not see the Ronald Reagan, but
I haven't seen it
really
yet.
Good.
I was looking for a movie to watch the other day, and I ended up watching 13 Days. But
yep.
Ali for Will Smith, he played Muhammad Ali. That was okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Ray. Jamie Foxx is Ray Charles.
Won Academy Award. Good. It's a really good role.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Yeah, that's another one. I don't know. It's good. I'll think about it at 11:01. I'm like, oh, yeah, that one movie. What about Cole Trickle?
Cinderella Man, awesome movie. Yeah.
That was Russell Crowe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are good.
Again, well, they say the greatest was Jake LaMotta and Robert De Niro, Raging Bull. They said that's the greatest sports role.
That was good.
Of all time. I don't know. It just sucks. I think they're all great, but I think Kilmer as Doc Holliday is just the one. It's just tough.
These are good. And that's been our question of the day in honor of Val Kilmer, who passed away at the age of 65. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. It's time for the fourth annual 615 Open Charity Golf Tournament. We love doing this. Excited to be doing it again. Cromwell Media, along with Fox 17, Outfront Media, and Social Indoor, are proud to announce that it's going to be back at Hermitage Golf Course. We love Hermitage. Thursday, May 29th, to make a difference while having a great time. You can join us and a few guests, media members, athletes, and musicians as we raise money for Folds of Honor. Donations will go to provide life-changing scholarships to families of America's fallen or disabled military and first responders. Just sign up to play or sponsor at 615open.com. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. This week's Nashville's Best Deal comes from Bad Axe Throwing Nashville, downtown's largest axe-throwing venue and your go-to spot for food, fun, and vibes. Enjoy panoramic views of the city, a killer soundtrack, craft cocktails from the full bar, and a Northwoods-inspired menu with a southern twist. This week, score half off a $50 gift card while supplies last. Joe, do you know how much that would be? Head to thegamenashville.com/deals and grab yours now.
I'm done with math.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Celebrity birthdays is brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Above and beyond industry standards, wide-ranging fire protection, sprinkler systems, extinguishers, kitchen hood suppression. Visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
Were you looking at me to go? I think that
no,
was...
No, okay. I was looking at Sean Ford, our GM, behind you, making faces at me.
Just making sure.
You were good.
Okay. Okay. April 2nd, right? Yes.
And that is today, yeah.
National DIY Day.
Do it yourself. Nice.
Yeah, all the handyman out there, especially when it comes to the cloud. Good there.
It is. And the clouds, apparently.
Okay, here we go. Child Help National Day of Hope. So, sounds like it could be inspirational. Yes. This is interesting here. Never been a huge fan of these guys. National Ferret Day.
For all you ferrets? Maybe they haven't been fans of yours.
Yeah, that's quite possible. I don't know. As a pet, ferret?
I hear they're cute. But
they're cool.
They're
smart, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Look a little.
They can probably do basic math.
He said that. Okay. It is National Walking Day.
It's important.
The first Wednesday in April, I suppose. So even 20 minutes a day, it's good for your heart.
It is. Yes.
Yeah, just a little walk, it's great.
What else is good for your heart are beans.
Yep.
And they're also good for other things, I've heard. National Reconciliation Day.
Oh, that's good.
And then actually kind of this one I could get on board with, National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Ooh.
Oh, heck yeah.
I do like
PB&J, a little old school.
Yeah. I like a good PB&J.
Oh, yeah.
So did the king.
Yeah, apparently.
He did.
Is that it?
Yeah, for the most part. Yep.
Good job.
Hey, I go to Publix down here in Memphis. Give me some PB&J.
Did he like bananas on his?
Yeah, he did.
And honey?
That.
Maybe?
He was.
Some type of. I thought there was a fried sandwich in there, too, that he used to like.
All that.
A fried PB&J or fried bologna, something. I don't know.
All right, time for celebrity. I got so many jokes off that, but I like my job. I'm just going to shut my mouth. Time for celebrity birthdays. You have to get these within 2 years. Our first celebrity birthday lives right here in Nashville. The talented, the beautiful Emmylou Harris.
'63.
'66. '78.
Wow.
From one of those Law and Order shows, Christopher Maloney. Was he also in The Runaway Bride? I think he was going to be married to her in The Runaway Bride.
Doesn't ring a bell.
58.
62. 64. Ian Saffer's up 1-0. going down here. I have like these.
Ian Saffer.
You ever heard of Clark Gregg, the actor? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you?
I have.
Okay. What's he in?
He's in the Marvel movies. He's Coulson. He's Agent Coulson.
All right. Today's Clark Gregg's birthday. Yeah. How old is he?
From Agents Shield? Of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Yeah. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about, right?
I think maybe.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
60.
55.
63.
Dang.
So close. Pedro Pascal. Is he in The Mandalorian?
Yeah. He's The Mandalorian, right?
I've actually... apparently, yes, but yeah. I haven't seen that.
42.
50.
50, exactly.
Wow, nice.
Saffer up 3-0.
Shut up, Ian.
Actor Michael Fassbender. Fassbender. He's been in some of y'all little nerd movies.
I've heard the name. Yeah, I can't picture a face, though.
45.
What movie is he in? I'm sorry?
He was in that one movie that played in the theaters.
Okay. Michael.
I don't know.
What'd you say, Chase? 45?
45, yeah.
I'll go 42.
48. She got on the other way, buddy. Actress Linda Hunt. She's in was in the movie The Year of Living Dangerously with Matt with Mel Gibson. Also at NCIS LA. Short little lady.
Actress. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 80.
What was her name? I'm sorry?
Linda Hunt.
70.
She's 80 exactly. Chaser up. Chaser down now 3-2. Buddy Jewel, country singer. Hey now.
54.
60.
64. Billy Dean, the singer.
62.
Never heard of him.
Heard of you.
65.
63. We're tied at 3. Chasers come back on this. Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami. He grew up with Keith Bullock.
48.
46.
50. Chasers storm back up 4-3. Country singer Chris Jansen.
If he could buy him a boat.
He could, right?
52.
40.
39. We're tied at 4. Nice. I love this. Actor Jesse Plemons. He was Todd in Breaking Bad, one of the most despicable TV characters of all time.
49.
40.
37. Tied at 4. Then go our sports birthdays now. Former Clemson coach, won the national championship, Danny Ford.
78.
75.
77. Chaser up 5-4. One of the dirtiest NFL players of all time, Bill Romanowski.
God, he was dirty.
Yeah. Also doesn't answer his phone when he says he will. Had him booked 3 times. Let's see. I'm going to say 56.
58.
59. Tied at 5, our last birthday. Golfer Rory Sabatini. How old is Rory?
74.
60.
49.
Nice.
We're going to leave it at a tie. You two don't deserve to win this.
Thanks.
So tied at 5. Well right. Done, both of you guys.
Okay.
Don't be upset at me for things I've done.
Nothing should ever end in a tie.
Well, this game fun. Does.
That's whatever. You make the rules up as you go.
You need to go and table this or whatever they do down in the owners' meetings because this is always going to be.
We don't want to deal with this today. You want to table it till next time? Yeah, that's good with me.
It's going to be a dictatorship for celebrity birthdays.
That is going to do it for us. Stay safe today. Keep it locked here. We will keep an eye on the weather and let you know. But it could get a little bumpy later today.
As we always leave our show to our guys out there, if you are struggling, please go talk to someone. Dial or text 988 on your cell phone. Please do that. I'm telling you all the time, our world is a better place because you are in our lives. Know that. Know that we love you. And more importantly than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, DVD next. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.